Yes, at Newark Northgate Station, where one of the older LNER trains has just pulled up. This is one of the London trains going southbound. But from today, those new Azuma trains will be seen on this line. Now, as you say, they are designed like a Japanese bullet train. They won't be going quite as fast as you would get in the Far East, but they are being described as one of the biggest changes to rolling stock for several years. In fact, a number of decades on this particular line. Now, David Horn is the managing director of LNER, and he's been describing a bit more about them.
Our existing trains that we've been running on the East Coast Main Line have been 30 and 40 years old. Some of them have covered millions and millions of miles, and they don't actually have some of the engineering features that you'd now have on a modern train. So when something breaks on our existing trains, the train can be stopped for an hour or so. The new Hitachi Azuma trains have got redundancy. So if one system breaks, they've got another system that can keep us going. And they've also got technology which is feeding data back to our centre so that engineers can monitor the reliability of the train as we're going along. There was a slight issue that was found between the trains and the infrastructure on the East Coast Main Line, which Network Rail has been busy fixing. The trains have to be tested to ensure that they don't interfere with the signalling system. And some interference was found. Network Rail have modified the transmission system on the signalling system, and Hitachi have been making some modifications to the trains to overcome this. And that took a few more months, but we're here now. The testing's complete, and we're delighted to be introducing them into service.
Now, the new Azumas are bimodal trains. You'll have heard a lot of talk about these. They run on both diesel and electric, which means that they can be very versatile en route. Now, of course, we are expecting similar bimodal trains on the East Midlands Trains line. When exactly that's going to happen, though, is a little bit of guesswork. But for passengers here at Newark Northgate, they are at least pleased to see some form of investment in this new rolling stock.
As long as they run on time and they're not cancelled and delayed and late, because that's the usual what happens with trains.
What about comfort as well?
Yes, I think that's important. I think some of the trains on the ones I use, sort of Sheffield local trains, not the larger trains, should be in a museum. They're dreadful. There's no room, the seats are dirty, they're old. So yeah, I think that is important.
Is it good value to travel by train these days?
I'm not sure. I think if you can get tickets and book them well enough in advance, fair enough. But sometimes, no, actually, not when you can't get a seat.
The challenge with travelling on this line is not really the speed. It's when there's delays. So, you know, you stop randomly in the countryside and don't know why you stopped there and then have to wait for a while. And then the train carries on again. So it doesn't really matter how fast the train can go. It's how fast the track permits it to travel.
What's your journey today? And what did you pay for your ticket? Would you mind saying?
So my journey today is to London King's Cross and back again. And I think the outbound ticket was £77 and the return was £44. But I'm travelling before the rush hour on the way back.
Well, if you're looking forward to travelling on these new trains, don't get your hopes up too much, though, because only a couple of services are going to be stopping at Newark Northgate for the first few weeks of operation. LNER says it hopes to roll out the rest of the fleet in the coming months, but for the time being, from this station at least, it's going to be just a couple of journeys down to London and back up north towards Hull. But by the end of the year and into next, you should be travelling on shiny new trains.